At this point, we're going to move on and be heading over to Mount Pleasant and joined by Central Michigan head coach Jim McElwain. Do we have Coach McElwain on the line?
Hello?
Good morning. Do we have Coach McElwain?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Thank you for your time. We're going to go ahead and just jump on and start a couple minutes early, and we appreciate your extra time, and I hope, obviously, with the opening comments with this conference call, talk about the bye week for your Chippewas and what you and your coaching staff were able to accomplish with last week's bye week.
Well, it came at a good time. Obviously, we were on a 10-game stretch, and our guys needed that time off. We had we were able to get through three really good practices in and kind of stay sharp as we head into this game against a team that is really playing well. I mean, heartbreaker last week that they had at Western and had an opportunity to win it. And obviously we didn't play worth a hill of beans there. So you can see how good they are from the standpoint of what they did, in the Indiana game, what they did in North Carolina State, both on the road, and obviously the big wins they've had in this league, playing with a lot of confidence. They play really hard. Got a really good running back, and their quarterback does a great job in and out of what they're asking him to do with that offense. And, defensively, the Wilborn kid is obviously a real guy. And they play really physical up front. We got our work cut out for us against a really good team on the road, and it's fun to be playing some games with some meaning here in November.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach McElwain and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach McElwain. Cheryl, could we go to our first question for Coach McElwain?
And we have Chris Vanini from CF Athletic. His line is open.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Good, buddy. What's happening?
Hey, just wanted to ask about Clinton getting the starting job back after David got suspended. Obviously, what can you say about the job Clinton's done since he stepped back in and has been playing pretty well?
Well, each week his confidence has grown. I've been really proud of him coming off that injury, and thought he did some really good things a week ago. He's took advantage for the most part of what they were giving him, and was very efficient in getting the ball out, he had a really good off week as well. So looking forward to seeing what he can do on the road this week at Ball State.
David was obviously playing well at the time. What was kind of the reaction of the team when the news came down about him, and how did you see everybody, rebound from that?
Sure. Obviously, really surprised was the reaction, And yet, also knew that we had a more than a capable, guy that was a starter coming back off an injury. So, the guys have picked up the play around him, and that's really one of the most important things is knowing, you've got people who can come in and play when guys go down.
You obviously brought in several quarterbacks in the offseason to shore up that position. Safe to say that that strategy has paid off?
Well, so far these guys have done a really good job, and I'm happy for them. We are playing, Tommy Lazaro in some packages, and he was here and has been a great teammate, and And so that's really helped us as well. But, you know, having depth at that quarterback position is really important.
I appreciate the time, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Jim, your matchup on Saturday with Ball State, when you take a look at film, talk about the challenges the Cardinals present both offensively and defensively.
Well, the first thing that really jumps out is how hard they're playing. I mean, and their guys are making plays. I really impressed with, you know, first of all, their offense on the offensive side of the ball, how they play up front, and obviously triggered by, you know, their running back Huntley, who, you know, is one of those guys that I think guys get tired of tackling as the game wears on. You know, he runs hard, runs behind his pads. He's got great lateral quickness and you know, really, they've really done a good job with that. Their quarterback, you know, Drew played I just am impressed with a lot of the quarterbacks in this league doing what the offense is asking. And he's a guy that does that, takes care of the ball, and then when you look at them on defense, the way they get the ball back, you know, their turnovers that they create help their offense trigger, and in special teams, they got a return guy that obviously can take to the house and finish. So, well-rounded team, really impressed with them. And, you know, for us going on the road, playing there, it's going to be a huge challenge.
With the extra week in the bye, how excited are you to see how your Chippewas respond in preparation this week at practice in playing, like you said in the opening comments, meaningful games in the month of November?
Yeah, it's you know, I was you know, really happy with how they attacked last week. We were able to do a lot of fundamental things that sometimes as you get into the, you know, the season, you know, you certain drills that you do to help your guys, you know, work on the things that they need to be successful. And I thought we got a lot of that done. Now it'll be interesting as we head into this week to see where their retention is, and really becomes our focus to the detail of what we need to go beat this team.
For your Chippewas to have success on Saturday, what do you need to accomplish?
Well, we've got to stop the run defensively, and, you know, and that really comes down to being successful, too, on first down, you know, and hopefully keep them out of those 50-50 situations on the second and short thirds. That's going to be something that we've got to do. We've got to win some field position in the kicking game, and you know, at the same time offensively, you know, we can't turn the ball over. We've turned the ball over way too much this year, and especially has bit us on the road, so we've got to really do a good job of that.
Well, Jim, we appreciate your time. We know we jumped on a few minutes early with you, so we'll let you get going in your preparation and let you get back to getting ready for Ball State this week. I want to say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thank you for Coach McElwain and his Central Michigan Chippewas. Again, they will be on the road this coming Saturday, November 16th. That game, again, at Ball State, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff, and the game is available on CBS Sports Network.